Welcome to What's the Call podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Chucky Burst, and with me, as always, we got
We have Aaron here. What's up?
And Dimitri, what's up, y'all?
Mr. Cheese on his face while he's sleeping, Dimitri. I
What's
think
the best? What's
before
the
we
best
start,
cheese?
we gotta acknowledge a new
Oh.
GOAT, a new legend.
I don't think it's new. I don't think it's new.
No, but this guy pulled quite the surprise.
I think the legend just blossomed, as you can say, right?
He became a man.
My
We're talking,
man.
of course, about Mr. AJ Frosty. This dude invites us to a co-ed baby shower. And what happens halfway through? He pulls off a wedding. We're sitting there, we're having a good time, we're celebrating the future birth of his son. His mom makes the mic drop. He walks out looking fresh in a pair of sneakers. The
Nice.
music hits, the entrance music, his bride comes out. This dude pulls off the surprise wedding. So congrats on that.
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
It was something that needed to get done for my son's sake. I guess I never even asked you guys what was your reaction to it. Like,
I'll tell you, I felt like, when Iverson crossed Jordan over and Jordan was like, where did he go? Like, what just happened? And then that's how I felt. I was like, what the hell just happened? It
Like, I don't
awesome,
know.
though.
Like,
It was very awesome.
it was one of those things where, like, I think people were coming in, they were like, something seems off because the place was super nice for a baby shower. I've only been to one baby shower, and it was at like a VFW hall, and it was like open bar. There was a whole DJ set up, and the food, I heard the food was really good. I didn't even eat the food, so I don't even know.
Oh, it was good. I ate it twice.
Delicious.
Food was
Delicious.
good. And then a quick little switcheroo.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool. But thank you for that, Chuck. Don't worry, we're still gonna have a bachelor party. Just have to figure out another date once the baby's here, then we'll figure it out. I already got the permission and A-okay, so DR, here we come.
We're going to SummerSlam.
Not a bad call. Go ahead. Keep
All
going.
right. Oh, before we get into SummerSlam, let's get into Royal Rumble.
Good segue. Royal Rumble 2023, San Antonio, Texas.
Yep.
Sold out arena.
Yeah. Oh, it was bad.
52,000, they said.
And the
Really?
entrance,
That's
the walk
awesome.
down ramp was intense.
It
That
was like
shit
a
was
whole
long.
workout before you even got to
Yep.
the ring.
Some
It
people
was like a quarter mile.
basically they had to run some 40-yard dashes.
Oh yeah.
But okay, so big stories, the two winners of the Rumbles. For the men, we had Cody Rhodes. He was the last one to enter, and the last person eliminated was the first person to enter, Gunther, who I think now holds the record for longest time in the Rumble. 35 years of the Rumble, and Gunther holds the record.
Over 70 minutes.
Yep.
Number one. Honestly, there was a point where I was like, he could win this. Like, I was like watching, I was like, this could be kind of cool. But yeah, Cody Rhodes won. I was hoping that Cody Rhodes was gonna come in like maybe number 20, work a little bit, make his way, like earn it a little bit better. But coming in 30, winning. I mean, if you come in last, you're supposed to win. That's what's supposed to happen. I was just hoping for a little bit more, but I was very happy with the result. I like Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Two surprises in the Rumble. They always gotta do some surprises. Logan Paul came in 29. Did pretty well actually. He had that was it the across the ring Collision.
Lost my
Who
mind, man.
that was insane. Why am I blanking
Okay.
on the guy's name?
Ricochet.
Ricochet, that was it. That was a great move actually by Logan Paul. Gotta give him that.
I mean, you know,
And
it's like
also surprise in San Antonio, in Texas, where he's from, Booker T at the age of 57 showed up. Did the spin and Rooney,
he
got
looked a little
eliminated.
hobbled when he I mean,
I mean,
walking down that ramp is a little intense, but like it looked like a little a hobble going down the down on the ramp. So I was like, this is gonna be a quick one. He's gonna do the hits,
yeah,
do the
yep.
spin of Rooney, and then get him out of here.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. But the music, when the music hit,
Can you dig it? Sucker. I mean,
people liked it.
one of the
That's
best
what you gotta
entrances
do.
of all time. Simple. It's in
Yep.
your face. The beat is hot. No one talks about how the fire that beat is when it goes off. Yeah, it was cool. Not that many other surprises though, which
No, there wasn't.
people online were not happy about because they're always so used to like the big, something happening. But to be honest, I liked it. I feel like everyone in that match felt important. Like it was all the big names. It wasn't like
Yeah.
just, freaking this random Fugazi guy. It was like you had the Drew McIntyres and the Brock and Bobby and Seth. Like it was all the big names. So I enjoyed it. And when you have all those big names, you don't have space for surprises. So I was cool with it.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm with you. Then we go over the women's match, won by the first entry, Rhea Ripley. They had a few surprises as well. Chelsea Green, they let her walk in the ring just so you get her knocked out. Did you actually see though her husband, Matt Cardona, posted on social media? He posted a picture, I believe it was Gunther, saying, "This is how long I tell her I last in bed." And he posted a picture of Chelsea Green, his wife, saying, "This is how long I actually last in bed."
Yeah, I saw that, and he was talking a lot of stuff. Like she won the whole thing. It was very funny.
Yeah. Michelle McCool showed up. They showed her at the sidelines. Yeah. Watching with her kids, and all of a sudden they play your music, call her in, and
Takes her sweater
she
off.
got in for a bit actually. I think
Takes her
good
sweater off,
15 minutes or so.
stretches a second, and jumps into a match. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
I wonder if
And
her
her kids are
daughter
right
knew.
there.
Yeah, I wonder if her kids knew. Because if I was the parent, I mean, I love doing surprises like that, as you guys know, with the baby shower. I would have been, nah, I'm not telling these kids nothing. I'm gonna be like, just sitting here, we're eating popcorn. Next thing you know, my music goes, I'm like, I'm going in the ring. I feel like that'd be crazy. Like that'd be high. I hope that's how she actually did it.
I also do. And the big surprise, the return of Nia Jax
Big.
coming in at 30.
That was cool. I'm happy to see her back.
I was very surprised that they brought her back.
Yeah, it was definitely cool. I mean, Rhea Ripley and Liv, they were the first two to start, last two left, which I thought was cool. I was, I always liked Liv, and I'm surprised that they gave her some time and they gave her an
Yeah.
hour. So that's pretty cool. And Ripley was just, it was bound to happen. She's like the next.
Yeah.
Big, she's the next big thing. Like, I think her and Bianca are about to be like the new Rock and Stone Cold, like the next wave of like top talent.
Well,
Cool.
Rhea chose Charlotte as her challenge, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So yeah, I think you're right. They're gonna probably want her to take that title and Bianca to keep the SmackDown title.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that, but it is what it is. I don't complain about wrestling. It's soap opera. I watch it to have and get entertained. I don't watch it because I'm like, oh, this person wins and loses. It doesn't matter. It's people go online and get butthurt. I'm like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like you're still gonna watch.
I wonder if that could be bet on. Like, can you bet on
So
Sky?
apparently on FanDuel, they are like when it's the big pay-per-view, they do have like bets you can put in. Which I think is funny because a lot of this stuff leaks, so I don't know how they're able to like truly bet on anything.
Yeah,
And if it
because
is, like, I'm sure the odds aren't like anything crazy where you'll win big money because of that.
I mean, if I'm a writer, I'm putting my salary down on that.
But they change shit last minute all the time.
That's true.
They change,
That's
like,
true.
imagine if you did do that.
And Vince, well, not Vince anymore, but when he
Huh?
came out and changed it, yeah.
Triple H.
Well, technically Vince is back, but he's back with like the board capacity, not in like in creative.
Okay.
I think even when he stepped down, he still owned like a ridiculous amount of shares of WWE. Like he still owned the whole thing, I'm pretty sure.
Damn.
He just stepped
So he
down.
got that much money and he still owns some?
Yeah, but I heard there's like another lawsuit coming out for him, so I don't
Yeah,
know.
he got
The
a
Vince
dip.
McMahon saga is,
I
and
mean,
there's
he's
got to
about
be.
to deteriorate anyway. I feel like they're just gonna find him in like a puddle of skin one day soon.
I mean, he's not as young as he used to be. He's like
That's what I'm saying.
78. He's like 78 now. He looks pretty old. I mean, I'm sure he wasn't gonna. Actually, no. I'm sure he wanted to do this until like he just literally couldn't anymore. Now, it's kind of hard when you have like allegations and lawsuits, and apparently it's like very horrific stuff. I didn't read into it because I didn't want to, but it was titled like very like horrific allegations, and I was like, oh God, what did he do now? But he is technically back. But yeah, Triple H would make that call. But I think you can bet a certain amount. I don't. I'm sure you. The odds aren't even fun. So, but yeah, it
Crazy.
was a good show. It was a good show. They did the Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens at the end, and the Bloodline. They finally kicked out Sammy, and by kicked out, he forced himself out of there. That moment deserved like an Oscar. It was a well done. Very well done. Now I'm excited to see what's going to happen next. Is now we only have Elimination Chamber, and then I think Mania. I think it just goes Elimination Chamber sometime at the end of February, and then WrestleMania is next. So I'm jacked, ready to go.
That's what's up.
What else is happening in the world of sports? Should we discuss football, possibly?
No, I don't think there's anything going on. We want to talk about Pro Bowl. The other Pro Bowl skills contests are going on. Did you see
Yeah.
this? They're doing like precision passing, which, not gonna lie, I love. This is very Madden video game like. Best catch, which I did miss, but I want to catch the highlights of it. They're doing like a kicking contest, a
Dodgeball.
strength contest, a dodgeball. I can respect them trying to change things up. They recognize Pro Bowl.
Actually, I watched it. It was very
Was it?
entertaining. Yeah, I watched
I
it.
caught some of the passing earlier. That was pretty
Yeah,
cool.
yeah. That was pretty cool. Like the accuracy of the quarterbacks. Some of them are like, well, we see why. Like Geno Smith was like way off and a couple, and then he hit like a couple of deep ones. It was great. It was cool. I think one person hit the 10-pointer in the back. Like they had to launch it like
Was a
50
car?
yards or 60 yards. No, it was like a barrel. It was like a big barrel.
No. I know. I meant was a car who hit him who went in,
Oh,
or Smith?
no. I think it was somebody from the AFC. I forgot who. Yeah, I don't remember. I think it was Trevor Lawrence. No, not Trevor.
No, it wasn't Trevor.
I don't know who it was.
Who wasn't a Pro Bowler this year? I feel like
I know that's the other thing.
How is
There's a lot.
Derek Carr a Pro Bowler and didn't play like the
No,
last?
worse.
Well,
Yeah, that's true. He wasn't even Pro Bowl on his team.
yeah, they fucking benched him and he's a Pro Bowler. Let's
Well, they
talk
also
about
had
that.
Tyler Huntley was one of the Pro Bowl quarterbacks too.
Yeah, but I think it was just them representing
the conference.
Conference, because I don't think everybody who was actually a Pro Bowler went. Like Aaron Rodgers wasn't there.
Sure.
So if he backed out, they had to replace him. They're just not going to not replace him. Brady was probably also.
So on the resume, Tyler Huntley could put down he's a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Listen. No, he I don't know.
Because Derek Carr, sure, he's been a Pro Bowler before,
Uh-huh.
but you can't be a Pro Bowler when they bench
Who
you.
else was there
Like,
that
that's
yeah,
insane.
no, it was a lot of suspect picks, but I feel like it was just guys who were there maybe filling in for
Probably.
guys who weren't there, especially because you have Patrick Mahomes, Kelce,
Sure.
that are in the Super Bowl, but I don't think it's fair. I think they should wait until after the Super Bowl to do this. But
I mean, that's what they used to do. But that didn't seem to really work either.
probably no one was watching it, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah. Well, so this year they're doing 7v7 flag football. So that might be interesting.
Yeah.
Couldn't they just highlight like the best players and just have nothing happen?
But then they're not gonna make money.
Yeah, they get.
Sure, they're not that butthurt about making like the how much money could they possibly be making from Pro Bowl stuff?
Listen, when
There's
you're a
no
football
way.
player, you got to make as much money as possible.
Players aren't making money from Pro Bowl.
No, they are.
They do. They win. If you win, you get a certain amount. It's like the NBA All-Star game. It could be in the salary. It
Man,
could be
the
a
people who are
bonus.
at the Pro Bowl don't need all that money. It should be the people who, are
But
only going to play for
what
two,
if you're a
3 years
rookie?
and
What if you're on your rookie, your second year rookie? You're not gonna go?
sure. But
Not
like
making money.
Aaron Rodgers, I saw a video of him like playing golf. He's not doesn't give a shit about any of that other stuff.
Yeah, you don't care.
Because he's done it a bunch of times, so why does it matter? I don't know. I don't like that your best of your best pull out of a weekend that's supposed to highlight and like praise you. That shows like, unless if you're playing the Super Bowl, it's kind of, I don't know,
Yeah, I didn't see Josh Allen there.
disrespectful.
Josh Allen wasn't there either.
It's disrespectful, I think.
Don't know.
Stupid.
Yeah, I don't know what the NHL, I'm sorry, the NFL could do to fix their All-Star events, because I think the other sports have got it right. But put it in the middle of the season. But if the NFL tries to do that, people go to complain and not play for risk of injury.
Well, that's why they're doing flag football because it's already a risk of injury, anyways.
Yo, somebody gets hurt if flag football. Could you imagine?
You know someone's going to.
Could you imagine if somebody tears the ACL in flag football?
If that
Then that
happened,
watch it be Saquon,
if
and I'm gonna be pissed.
he's someone who should not play on any Pro Bowl.
No, he was jumping around during the dodgeball, and I was like, bro, calm down,
Bro,
calm
he's
down.
trying to show how durable and like just how much money
He OD.
tank because he has to get a contract in a couple months.
He said, I get paid.
One of the
And
ESPN
Daniel Jones.
commentators was when they were throwing the ball at Saquon, was like, aim for the thighs, aim for the He
Yo, is Daniel Jones a Pro Bowler?
wasn't there. I didn't see him there.
They're all Pro Bowlers.
They're all Pro Bowlers. All quarterbacks. The Saints have three Pro Bowl quarterbacks. They put Taysom Hill, Andy Dalton, and James Winston, all Pro Bowlers. They all played the same amount this year. Speaking of, we're still on football. We'll talk,
Still
I
in
guess.
football.
Should we? I don't know if we're going to record next week. We're kind of just very sporadic. Do we discuss Super Bowl just in
Yeah, let's
case?
do it. Let's do
S
it.
Superb owl.
Let's do it and
Also,
get
let's
it
talk
over
about Tom
with.
Brady too, again.
Ooh, and we gotta talk
No, all
about.
right, wait, hold on. Tom Brady, I will not believe he's retired until we're like week six into the season and he's not playing.
I
He's done this to me before.
he's done this to me before. He's taking it
He can't
personal.
do it again, Chuck.
He'll look like an idiot.
That's why he
No,
can't do it again.
but he could absolutely do it again. He could
Oh no.
sign with San Francisco easily, and people are like, yeah, San Francisco
I
fans will
mean,
be
listen.
loving it.
100%.
Hundred percent.
Some Jordan did it twice.
Yeah, Jordan's a. Is Brady an egotistical maniac? I don't know if he is. Is he as much as Jordan was? I
I
don't.
think so.
He's very
He's
Jordan-esque.
also 45.
That's the
Hey,
same number Jordan wore when he came back the first
that's what I was
time.
gonna say. Jordan was a 45 at
Yeah,
one
but he
point.
wasn't 45 years old when he came back. He was still like could be in his prime if he wanted to,
Yo,
but he just
Brady
decided
is
that he
gonna
didn't
come
want to
back
play
at
anymore.
50.
He had the knees of a 45-year-old when he came back the second time.
And still averaged 25.
On the Wizards.
I think this time is it's done just because of
I hope so.
because it would look stupid otherwise.
Yeah.
And what does he have?
Have you seen the man wear Uggs before? He's not afraid of looking stupid.
But Uggs are comfortable, man. It's not a. I don't know. He's not, I feel like if he had something else to prove, but he doesn't need to play anymore. I think he only got out of retirement after a month because I feel like he saw where his life was heading and needed a distraction from his personal stuff. Now that all that stuff is all sorted out, he's probably like, all right, now I can actually calm down for a bit, maybe take some time. And then he'll probably jump into his broadcasting $375 million deal, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
That deal is going to happen whenever he wants it to happen.
What I'm
He can
saying.
easily go to San Francisco. He can go back to California,
I have a
and
question.
he can make a real run for the Super Bowl here.
He's
They
not
don't
gonna
have a
Albert
quarterback.
Pujols
They
this
have a
thing. I'm
great
telling you, he's
team.
not gonna Albert Pujols this thing. He's not gonna just come back after saying he's done again. He's just not.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Wait, Albert Pujols is coming back?
No, I'm just fucking around.
Did
About to
we just break
say.
the news?
I'm just saying.
We are the source.
Nah, I don't know. I think. Do you think we'll get a shot of Brady at the Super Bowl
Like
broadcasting?
broadcasting?
Yeah.
Who has the rights to Super Bowl this year? Is it Fox?
It is Fox.
Oh, they're gonna bring him in for a little bit somehow in some
You think so?
capacity.
I think so too. But does it start like then they're gonna have to start to pay him? What happens?
I'm sure they'll find some way to
Sure,
pay him a few
Fox
dollars to
isn't.
do this.
Yeah,
And
Fox is not worried. What happens to poor Greg Olsen? He's
he gone.
done. Yo,
He's gonna
XF
come back.
yo. XFL is gonna need broadcasters. I mean,
He could be the top guy.
he'll be the top guy in XFL. XFL is gonna be big. We
Damn.
this time around it's gonna be big. It had glimpses, and then COVID happened, and then we got shut down again. But I feel like this time, with like actual good backing, I don't
Yeah, I
know,
like
man.
your optimism
I'm
towards the
hyped. I loved
XFL.
XFL. I didn't miss a
I
game
do like the
watch.
XFL. I'm definitely in. I'm gonna definitely watch the draft.
Yo, you know who should go replace Brady? Derek Carr. They should go work out a deal with them. They still
No.
got Mike Evans and Godwin. They still got pieces.
Well, they got Aaron
No.
Rodgers. He might go to San Francisco or the Jets, I hear.
Yo.
Rumors.
Another former Packer going to the Jets?
Another Packer quarterback going to the Jets.
Another pack of quarterbacks on the dick pics to a Jets staff
Okay.
member.
All
I totally
right.
forgot about that.
Yeah, Chuck, if he signs with well gets traded to the Jets, you get a Rodgers jersey or what?
Probably not, but I will support him.
Didn't
I
wait,
have a
don't you
question though.
wait, don't you have a Brett Favre jersey?
I had a Brett Favre jersey, yes.
All right, he's getting a Rodgers jersey
I
confirmed.
had
Wait, have you wore
I
the
loved Favre, as I said, when he came to the Jets. Also, I was at a point in my life where I had a lot less expenses, aka
Have you
zero expenses, so I had money to spend.
Did you wear the jersey post dick pic scandal?
I can't. No, I honestly I can't remember because I did
You
lose
still
it when I
have the jersey,
moved.
right?
No, I
Oh, you
don't. No,
lost
I
it.
lost it when I moved.
Lost it.
So I don't remember when or how long I wore it for.
If anything, you
But
wore it more proud.
yeah, but if he comes to the Jets, he's gonna have to change his number.
No, Namath already says he's like I'm good with him. Let him wear 12. If
What?
Namath says that, the Jets will be okay, fine. If he wants to wear 12, Namath wants it. We'll let it happen.
So you're telling me
Okay.
you don't want to give Zach Wilson another year to try to see
No,
if
I
he
do
can?
not. Imagine he comes next year and he wins a championship with 12. It'd be the only.
Jets got unretired that number.
Wow,
Wow,
how quickly did they start building a statue of Aaron Rodgers? What's like the timeline that MetLife will have
the
Rodgers out?
next day. Now, do they get the Rodgers with the long hair and the ponytail Rodgers or the short hair Rodgers?
Whatever he's got when he wins the Super Bowl.
I mean, the Jets showed glimpses this year. They
They had a
definitely
few
showed
moments.
glimpses. If you put
They had a
Rodgers
top
and
five
some,
defense.
if they
That's
had
all you
Rodgers for
need.
some of those close games, they would have won a couple of those bad boys.
100%.
Absolutely.
They make two moves and they're deep in the playoffs next year.
Sheesh. I kind of want to see it happen.
I do too. Honestly, I kind of do too.
It's been a long time.
But honestly, it's not a good look for the Bills then.
Doesn't matter. I'm
Because could
still
you imagine
hurt.
the AFC playoffs? You got Rodgers, Allen, Burrow, Mahomes. That's crazy.
I'm definitely aware of the situation. I mean, it'd be interesting to see. I mean, I was just saying before we recorded, how I'm still hurt from that games. Just I'm well aware it would suck, but I don't know. I'm not really worried about the Jets though, whether they do that or not.
I think it'll be a problem.
It's the Jets. I don't think they're gonna do it.
That's I think you're gonna go to San Francisco if anything.
I could see that. He's a California guy. All right, but we do have a Super Bowl to talk about. We have the Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs. What do we think? How we feel?
Me personally, I think it's going to be closer than that. I ex anticipate. I feel like it's probably going to go down to the last possession. So I'm rooting for the Chiefs, of course. and that's pretty much it.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you wouldn't root for the Eagles. You're a Giants fan,
No,
but
and somebody should get fired at the Empire State Building right away. Whoever did
they
that.
did the same thing for the Chiefs too. It's fine. It doesn't
No,
matter.
I do not care.
Who
Fire them.
cares?
Fire.
Bro,
They
no one would
should.
even know if they didn't post a picture about it. Only like what, a couple thousand people in New York City would know, but no one else would have known. Like it's not
No,
even
they
a big.
shouldn't have did
Who cares?
it. I do think it was dumb to do, but whatever,
Bro,
at least how
you
long did they have
noticed.
the lights on for? Like,
A day. A day too
no, they
long.
changed it. As soon as the Chiefs won, they changed it. They changed the colors again. So they what? They had it for
Can't do.
3 hours and they fucking changed
Bro,
it again.
let me ask you a question. If the Braves play the Mets in
I wouldn't
the
care.
ACL, the NCLS, and then they change it to the Braves colors, you would not care.
Nah,
I would be. I'd be like, "What the hell are you doing?"
I wouldn't care. I'd just be like, oh, those are the Rangers colors because it's the same colors as the Rangers. It literally does not matter.
No, it
The
does.
colors don't matter.
It
That's
does.
Like that's the
Aaron
dumbest thing
doesn't
ever.
see color.
If they put like a giant Eagles like silhouette on the building, I'd be like, all right, maybe that's a little over the top. It's fucking colors. They put green and white. Like, what are we talking about? I'd be hurt if I saw a giant A with a freaking tomahawk. I'd be like, all right, this kind of sucks.
You put way too much detail into these lights.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't matter. It's colors. Like, it's such a dumb thing that I saw people overreact for it.
People have definitely overreacted to it.
They have.
I do think it was dumb. They shouldn't have done it. It
Sure.
was just dumb, but whatever. It's what do we really expect?
Well, with all that being said, I'm gonna go with the Eagles.
I am going to fly with the Eagles as well. Mostly because I didn't like, you guys say anything I'm petty. I didn't like how the Chiefs acted after they won the game. They act like such hot shit. Like they crushed this game and it's all them and they won. They won off a soft penalty call in the last seconds. That's the only reason they won that game. Otherwise, that was going overtime and it would have been anyone's game. But there was a soft call. It was the right call. Don't get me wrong, but it was a soft penalty on Mahomes when he ran out of bounds, pushed the ball up 15 yards and made it into a makeable field goal. And they won the game off that. And then they just lost their shit.
It was
So.
that damn Pacheco run when they had three guys on him and he broke through the tackles and got a quick like 15-yard run to set him up. I was like, what are we doing? But I don't feel bad for the Bengals either, because when they beat the Bills, they were doing the same shit. They were talking a lot of hot shit. Eli
They
Apple,
were.
Mixon, all of those guys were talking hot shit. So I was very happy that they lost, but I wanted both teams to lose somehow. Like, I'm not happy that the Chiefs made it either, because I don't like the Chiefs. I don't like Patrick Mahomes. He's a fucking golden child of freaking NFL. Don't like him. He puts the same numbers up as three other quarterbacks in this league, but he gets so much praise. Like, oh my God, he's running this way that redirects the ball. That it's nonsense. We're gonna fly, Eagles fly, and that's final.
I
How do you
want to
lose
see
that?
Philadelphia fans win another Super Bowl to
So
see
you
how
could
they handle the
eat.
celebration.
So you could eat horse poop. Gonna
I'm so
burn down a
jacked right
whole.
now. I have to eat this horse shit. I want to see them climb the poles. I want to see some weird shit.
Honestly,
Hell yeah.
though, they're like number two in the, I guess, the country with when it comes to craziest fans.
We're talking Buffalo number one.
I was gonna say Boston.
Boston, okay.
Yeah, I don't think Buffalo's number one. I think they do like crazy table stuff, but I don't think they're like doing what Philly's doing.
Yeah.
I think Philly's crazier than Boston,
You think
but I
Philly's
would say
crazy?
Boston
I wouldn't
is
argue
definitely
that.
up there too.
I'm saying those are the top two for me.
Yes,
Like, didn't
I'm
they
with you.
grease the freaking like
The
the
pole
poles
so
so
they
they
can't
can't
climb
poles
it?
Yeah,
so they
and they
wouldn't
still
climb?
did. They still did it.
That's so crazy that they would even think to do that.
Yeah,
Like a
but they
city
still
that,
climbed it.
yeah, that's the crazier thing. It's like the city that knows that and does that is wild. So yeah, let's go Jalen Hurts, the GOAT.
Hurts over there.
This weekend, guys, we got NHL All-Star game along with the skills contest there as well.
I'm watching that too.
I think the skills
Definitely
contest is
watching that.
tomorrow, and they do like like fastest skater, they do
Yeah.
shootouts, things like
That
that.
stuff is cool to watch, man.
So I found out earlier today that so the Islanders made a big trade the other day.
They did. Saw.
It was kind of a one of those playoff run type trades. They traded for Bo Horvat, the captain from Vancouver, top 10 scorer, which is what the Islanders need, a scorer. And they traded two young guys, and they I believe a first round draft pick for this move. They're making the playoff push. They could do it. They're only a couple points out. But the interesting thing is their new player, their new top scorer. First time he'll be playing for the Islanders. First time he put on an Islander jersey will be the All-Star game.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Wait, so they traded him and he's making the All-Star? That's cool. That's
So
cool.
he was voted into the All-Star game, and
He's gonna be representing
apparently
the
he'll be
Islanders,
representing
and he
this.
hasn't played one game with them.
Nope.
That's
This is
awesome.
why big trades like this usually don't happen before the All-Star break.
Is the only way they could do it. I was trying to think of like what else they could do to like. No, it's finalized, so he has to wear the. That's kind of interesting.
I'm surprised the NHL didn't like step in like, hey, can we just put this trade on hold for a couple days? Like, we get it. Nobody's playing. It'll still go through.
Yeah,
Yeah, because
because honestly, if that, like, what team was he on before?
Vancouver.
So if he if you were like a big Vancouver fan and he was your favorite player and you're like, oh, I want to get his All-Star jersey, you can't even get it because it's like it says Islanders now. That's
Yo, that
funny.
would have been, yo, that would have hurt though if they like he didn't get traded before and you just bought the All-Star
Oh, that's
jersey and
true.
then they make it official. That's even worse.
You think so? I think it's
Or
worse the other
you just spent
way.
a whole bunch of money and now he's gone a day later. That's a lot. That's
But it's an All-Star
you should be
jersey,
allowed to
so it's
return.
like
I
that's tough, man.
guess that's probably why they didn't do
That's really funny.
So Saturday, I believe afternoon actually is when it's happening. We got the Central Division against the Pacific Division in one game. Then we have the Metro Division versus the Atlantic Division, the other, and the winners will face off in the finals for the title.
That's cool.
It's a good one. I do like
It's
the
3v3,
NHL All-Star game.
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
NHL All-Star game is pretty cool. It's fun to watch. It's gonna be on ABC this year because I think Disney owns a lot of the NHL rights now. So it should be a good one. I'll definitely be paying attention to that.
Now, Chuck, can I ask you a question? I know
Of course.
in OT now, it's 3v3, right? Does that spill over to the playoffs as well? Or
No, I believe the playoffs will just continue as is
okay.
until somebody scores. And the All-Star game is going to actually be in South Florida this week.
Florida.
Was sponsored by Truly Hard Seltzer.
Never mind, we're back on.
Oh,
Who's the best team in the NHL right now? Is it the
by far, it's
Bruins?
Boston. Yep. By far, it's Boston. They're stupid. Their record's stupid. 39-7-5. It's stupid how good Boston is. They're so far ahead of the league. The only team that has any sort of closeness to them would be Carolina, 39, sorry, 34-9-8. Everybody else is just far off. It's like one, drop a bit, two, drop a lot, rest of the league.
Wow. Okay. Good for them.
But locally, Rangers are doing pretty good. Should be in a good position to make the playoffs. Islanders could make a push, and especially this trade now. They had a really good score. They could definitely make a push for a playoff spot. Also surprisingly doing very well. Seattle Kraken.
Let's go.
Currently the top team in the Pacific Division.
Wow.
Kraken, what is it, year two, year three?
Yeah, now this is year two. And they did not have a good year for year one. So they made a huge turnaround. They're looking really good.
They did not year one.
I know we got NBA All-Star coming up, what, 2 weeks, I believe.
Yeah.
So I think they announced some of the players who can be in it. Or I think today, did they announce everybody who's going to be in it?
I think they did, and I know, one Nick got in, Julius Randle got in.
Jalen Brunson didn't get in.
I think he got snubbed.
Wow.
I think he should have got in before Julius Randle.
Randle was going crazy for like a month and a half, though. Put in like not triple double numbers, but like right there.
Okay, so we have this is
Damn, no Jalen Brunson. I was
we had a
really.
couple we had a couple of first timers making it.
Yeah, Brunson didn't make it. We got Jrue Holiday from the Eastern Conference. Got them.
He's back in.
Jaylen Brown, DeMar DeRozan, Embiid, Tyrese Halliburton, Jrue
Nice.
Holiday.
That's his first one.
Halliburton's first.
And then from the West,
It's
it's
been, you know,
cool.
it's been 10 years since Jrue Holiday was last an All-Star.
Really?
He was an All-Star in Philly
Damn.
10 years ago.
Bro,
This guy, what a comeback.
the most underrated player in NBA, I think, is Jrue Holiday. Western Conference is Paul George, Shai, Jaren
Gilgit.
Jackson.
Both there
Damian.
first.
Lauri Markkanen,
Yep, it's his first too.
What?
Yep.
Ja Morant and Domantas Sabonis.
Jalen Brunson got snubbed. Look, I love Jrue Holiday, but he should have been over Jrue Holiday. That's crazy.
And over Bam. But I think if you want to
Yo,
put
Lauri
centers
Markkanen
in.
in 25-9 from this trade in Utah. That's crazy. I didn't realize his numbers were this inflated. Wow.
Then the starters, we had pretty much the usual suspects. We had LeBron, we had Giannis, Durant,
Donovan
Jason
Mitchell
Tatum,
sneaked in
Donovan
there.
Mitchell, Kyrie Irving, Jokic, Zion, Doncic, and Curry.
Is that your new favorite player, Aaron?
Donovan Mitchell. I love Donovan Mitchell. I don't know. I've just still been on a real search for like a player I truly love. I don't know.
He's still looking for the
He
one.
he's definitely up there though. I'd say he's probably like number one, like in my heart, but not like I don't know if I could if he could be my guy. You know what I mean? I don't know if I don't know if he's D Wade, like.
No, you.
It's hard to replace your first love. I understand.
It's
Yeah.
hard. It's
No,
hard.
you're never ever gonna replace him.
I'm still widowed, you know what I mean? Like I'm still
Yeah.
hurting.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
LeBron is gonna they're saying he's projected to break the record, the scoring record, maybe like
Two more games.
yeah, like real soon. And what's crazy is he's an all-star, right? He's putting up crazy numbers. I don't know. Like, do you think he, when will he stop playing?
When he plays with Bronny,
But you think like
I think he's got.
if he's still at this rate,
Yeah, it's
two
not at this
years,
rate.
do you think he could just keep playing?
Yeah, I think if whatever he wants to do, like if he wants to really kill that record and surpass Kareem and go for like 42, 43,000. He could do
I know he can. I just wonder, like, what does he feel like?
I mean, what else can you accomplish?
Playing with your son, be the first one to ever do it.
Play with his son,
Not
40,000
really. Oh,
points.
in the NBA.
Yeah, no one's ever done it in the NBA.
Play with his son, 40,000 points, maybe when it's at least a minimum 40,000 points.
Because he's at
Four
what, 38
champ.
now? 38.
Yeah,
Yeah.
four. He's gonna go 40,000 this year. Yo, four championships, and by then he'll probably be top three in assists.
Bro, this is You know what's crazy? He's averaging 35 points a game this in January. He was there for the in January, and that was the highest in his whole career ever. That he's in the month that he's
Yo, and they, yo, and they're still not winning games. It's crazy, man.
blame Russell Westbrook, bro.
And no reason they're blaming.
All right, guys, when do we think he does it?
I
He's
think
got a
it's.
game
I think
against New
it's.
Orleans. Next one is against Oakland. Then we got Milwaukee. So he's away at New Orleans, home for Oklahoma, home for Milwaukee, then away at
Yeah.
Golden State, and away at
I
Portland, and
think.
then I think the All-Star break.
Well, how much did he score tonight?
Tonight he put up
Because he
about
was eight.
26.
So he was 89 away.
So he's 63 right now.
So I say
Next.
Milwaukee. I say Milwaukee.
I'm leaning toward the Milwaukee game too.
So I heard that tickets for those, like the games, like next couple of games are like skyrocket. Like the
Yeah.
prices are absurd, like thousands on thousands of dollars to go to this game.
Should we go? Bachelor party?
Yeah, I split on the credit card. We'll worry about it later.
Yeah, I don't really care to see him break a record, to be honest. I don't watch that from TV. Say I saw it on my television.
LeBron, but I'm not doing that.
Actually, I don't know. Right now, I pulled up SeatGeek. We have to get to over about 300 against the Thunder and about 570 for Milwaukee. 300 for
Yeah,
Golden
he's got
State.
to do it in. He's got to do it in LA. It's only right.
What will the what will, I mean, I guess it's get crazy, but what will it take for him to be like the greatest of all time, for real, for real?
More titles.
I feel like he's at a
I'm
point.
not saying that from my perspective. I'm just saying that I think that, public perspective.
I mean, he did break two. He did surpass Mark Jackson and Steve Nash for assists in a, during at MSG. So he's like third, I think, now. But does that really make him great that he did that? Because how many more games did he play than Kareem?
Less.
Or
He's played less games than
played
Kareem.
less, I'm
He
pretty sure.
played less. Well,
But
then
he also he has the three,
he
which
has what?
he has the 3-point shot, which I'm sure doesn't have many.
Yeah.
So that's taken for grain of salt. Yeah, LeBron James is fourth all time in assists.
Go for it.
Bro, that's insane. He's
Yeah.
gonna
The fact that
he's
like.
only like a little under like 5,000 from passing
Yeah.
John Stockton.
Hey, I don't think he's gonna catch that.
No, but he could make a push, man. What if like
But
next season he averaging like 13 assists a game or something like that? Like he
that's
might
still
start
not
going
enough. All
for
he's
it.
doing is passing.
He might start going, he might start go
Nah, you're
for
gonna
it.
have to bring him in the wheelchair and still pass the ball. He beat us. He needs another 5, 6 years to even come close to that, I think.
Man, it's truly remarkable.
Is. Glad to be watching it, tell you that.
I want to give a shout out to New York Liberty.
What I was about to do.
About to
I was
bring a
about to do
champion,
it.
about to bring a championship to New York.
You want
It's
to talk
like
about Super Team?
it's right there on the cusp.
Liberty made some big moves this week. If this was men's sports, I hate to say it, it would be all over the place. You bring in two former MVPs in like 1 week.
Three. They just signed somebody else today.
No, yeah, but I don't
Who
know if she
who'd
was
they
an
sign?
MVP.
Wait, who did they
Vandersloot.
sign today?
Vandersloot.
Courtney Vandersloot. No, yeah,
They
she's
got
an
her
all-star, but
too? Yes.
she's
I
yeah, I was gonna bring it up. Yeah,
didn't
she's
see
never won the
that.
MVP, but she's won she's been multiple all-stars.
Oh, she's a, oh, okay. I thought she had
Yo,
gotten an MVP.
she's like the assist god.
Yeah,
Like
so they brought her in today.
no.
she's like a yo or three not oh, am I thinking the wrong person? No, Vanderstoos assist 3-point specialist. I didn't see that.
She's led the league in assists per game the last 5 seasons,
Yo,
and she's a
and
teammate on the Turkish team with Breanna Stewart. Yeah, Liberty have never won a title, man. They are
no, they
pushing
have.
it now.
Yeah,
No, they
they
haven't.
definitely.
No, they
They
haven't.
really? Hold
They
on.
lost in the finals 4 times. They never won.
Oh, I thought they won the. I thought they won their
Bro.
first year in the WNBA. No?
Nope. So they add Jones, Stewart,
Wait.
Vandersloot, and they still have Sabrina. Yo, what?
This team making moves. They're going for it.
He said, I didn't see that.
Bro, they all left the Chicago Sky. Like,
For real?
everyone was good. Because didn't Candace Parker leave too? Isn't she with Vegas now? I appreciate
Oh,
she left
she went to
with,
Vegas, yeah.
and Vandersloot was from the Sky as well.
She is,
Yo.
yeah. Stewart was Seattle.
Yo, I'm going to a couple games this year, for sure, for sure.
We're definitely hitting up some games. This is the year to go.
I'll be down. I'm definitely down. Gotta bring the girls there.
Jump on the lure.
Oh, the
Jump
lure.
up. Jump on the lure. Straight there.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fun. That's cool.
Yeah, when I was working and I heard like I have ESPN on in the background and I'm like, the New York Liberty's just signed. And I was like, I thought it was just a repeat of what they did. And it was like a third member. And I was like, what?
Yo, that's a fire team. I'm hype right now.
Imagine 2K.
They gotta win. That's right.
Yo,
That's
now I
a
can play 2K.
that's a could play 2K now.
That's so true.
For the wrong console, but he could
Got
play
that new
2K.
system.
Have you
The
been
cheaper
playing?
console.
Have you been playing?
I have not. I
Good.
downloaded some games. I got it ready to go.
Just haven't
We're
had a
getting
time.
there.
I mean, you have like 20 jobs, so I didn't think this would be the best purchase for you anyways.
Got a lot going on.
Okay. All right. Damn, I did not see that. All right, what else we got?
Maybe we talked about NBA.
Did you guys see about the Virginia basketball coach? She's like an assistant coach for a middle school team. This 22-year-old, and she jumped in and tried to disguise herself as a 13-year-old to play for the middle school team she was the assistant coach of. And like they showed like one like some of the video clips. There's one block. She just like swats the ball in midair, like a Mutombo type block. I was like, oh my God, you weren't even trying to hide it.
Wait, she was third. She played with 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
Fire. Yo, that's fire.
Well,
Yo, they're like, yo,
that's
we don't, like, yo, we don't have enough people on get on the court today. I'll suit up.
She's like dunking on everybody. Oh, that's bad. That's
That's cool.
a
Nah, that's cool, man. Shout out to her, legend. What a
She
goat.
had 65 points.
don't know too many of the details, but yeah, it was bad.
Nine blocks.
She had a quadruple double. 27 rebounds. That's great. That's a good story.
Oh, we've had a little baseball news. Scott Rolen making the Hall of Fame. The
What
only one to
time?
make it this year, along with I think it was with the Veterans Committee, voted in Fred McGriff.
Wow.
So McGriff and Rolen will be in
He
this year.
wasn't in? Jesus.
Bro,
He
he didn't
didn't
get
get
voted
voted
in?
in.
Baseball's such a.
Yo,
Oh.
they're grimy, man. And grimy. He should have been in. Scott Rolen should have been in. So should have McGriff.
That's
Also,
disgusting.
I just want to, Chuck, have you been paying attention to the Keith Hernandez SNY saga? We're gonna lose Keith, man.
Probably.
Gary, Keith, and Ron, it's a set. You can't have it with no Keith.
That's fair.
You can't have it.
Gary,
It is a
Ron,
set.
it
I
doesn't
saw the
sound good.
bobbleheads.
Nah, but you might have, who are you gonna
Cody
replace him
Rhodes.
with? Mike?
I'd probably put Steve Gelbs.
Todd Zeal.
Mike Piazza.
Todd Zeal.
I think they'll give Todd Zeal.
What if David
Maybe
Wright's
Nelson
on the come?
Figueroa will come back.
Bro, David Wright doesn't mess with the Mets no more, man.
Don't think he wants this.
I think he's hurt, man. Like in his soul. He was on the ballot for the first time, and that made me sad to see.
No.
Oh, next year he will be. Next
Next year
year.
he'll be, yeah.
I mean, Reyes will be on the ballot. I mean, they're not going to get any percentage of anything, but
I think David Wright could make 50% on the first time. I don't think Reyes will get many votes. I think there's too many red flags for him.
50% in the first time, you're that's wild, man.
I think David Wright will get it. I think he's well respected.
Well respected. He was on a trajectory that was going like this before he got hurt, but.
So what are we thinking for David Wright? Hall of
Well,
Very Good?
he has like what a 50 war, and they say you need at least a 60 to even be considered. And he has a 50.
And you need like a certain amount to stay on the ballot, right?
Yes,
Yeah.
yeah. Well, not to, well, I don't mean like 60 to be considered because like you could be whatever, but I believe I don't think he'll get enough to stay on. Maybe like 1 year, maybe two. I don't know. 50 is a lot.
I think you'll make a
I would
decent
like
run
to
at it.
think so, but I don't know.
I'm
Joe
going
Mauer should be on there too. I think Joe Mauer,
27.
I think Joe Mauer will get a huge chunk. Huge. He has like crazy numbers as a catcher. I know they do things a little bit differently depending on what your position was. So, yeah. But two Mets. I think Bartolo too. Bartolo Colon will also be on. But again, I don't think he will.
Yeah, I don't think he will either. I'm just trying to find some of the other names. Victor Martinez, James Shields, Jose Bautista, Adrian Gonzalez, Matt Holliday, Chase Utley,
Yeah, Matt
and
Holliday's in.
Adrian Beltran.
Adrian Beltre will make it for sure. And Mauer from that group. Everyone else is no. I would like to tell myself otherwise, but I know how it is. Hall of Fame is grimy. It's just not. It's the Hall of Fame and the Hall of Very Good. They need to make sure that you're for sure. Like when you look at the player, you're like Hall of Famer.
I mean,
No
but they
question.
don't always
No
get it right
doubts.
either.
Think Utley may actually make a little bit of a run.
Yeah, but he won't. He won't
Wait,
like
why is Phil Hughes even on the list? Come on.
Phil Hughes, Yankee legend.
Oh,
Twins legend, Phil Hughes. Is
don't
Mike
know.
Pelfrey on the list?
Don't see it. Guys, anything else to report?
Nah, that's it.
No, I'm good. Nothing over here. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Shout out to Aaron like, once again
He
for
became a man.
you know what's crazy? When I met Aaron, he didn't even have a driver's license.
How far he's come.
He's
True.
dang, over like this now this amount of time, just like eye blink. And
He's
he's
grown
got a
into a man.
baby, married, he's got cars.
He has his own
Cars.
place. He's got facial hair.
He's got a yacht. No, I'm kidding. But shout out to him and Nicole.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. You heard our call. What's yours?